This is Tom Arms and LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week beginning the 18th of September. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. World leaders descend on New York next week, first for a Trump-summoned summit on Monday to discuss swinging across-the-board cuts to the UN budget, and then for the annual round of speeches that kick off the UN General Assembly. Trump addresses the conference assembly on Tuesday. Others to watch are Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, British Prime Minister Theresa May, French President Emmanuel Macron, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and Turkey's President Erdogan. Germans troop to the polls next Sunday, and Chancellor Angela Merkel appears to be a betting certainty for a fourth term. Likely to achieve Bundestag representation for the first time will be the anti-EU and anti-Islamic Alternative for Deutschland. New Zealand is also holding elections next week. Prime Minister Bill English hopes to return to office with an increased parliamentary majority after only 8 months at the helm. French President Macron is on Friday expected to announce new labor laws to make it easier for French employers to hire and fire workers. The ever-voiceless French left is planning demonstrations the following day. President Trump's proposed slashing of American business taxes will be discussed by the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday, and the International Atomic Energy Agency will be talking about North Korea. And finally, are you ready for a plate of snails? Or possibly frog's legs washed down with a fruity Bordeaux? Maybe you would prefer a buttery croissant or pain au chocolat. Well, take your pick, for on Saturday, it's French Gastronomy Day. Bon appetit. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 18th of September. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It is the UN General Assembly next week. The first speeches start on Tuesday, but Donald Trump has summoned leaders to a summit on Monday to discuss UN reform, which means cuts. The president seeks support to reduce spending on peacekeeping forces, the International Atomic Energy Agency, UNICEF, the World Food Program, climate change, and withdrawal from the Human Rights Council. Trump will address the full assembly on Tuesday. Also talking on the first day will be Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, fresh from 10-day tour of Latin America, before he and his wife Sarah return to Jerusalem to face charges of bribery and fraud. British Prime Minister Theresa May will set out her version of Britain's post-Brexit global role when she addresses the General Assembly on Wednesday. That position will be attacked by the opposition Labour Party's annual conference starting on Sunday. Other speakers to watch next week at the UN will be Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, French President Emmanuel Macron, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Turkish President Erdogan, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Germans troop to the polls on Sunday. Angela Merkel is expected to easily win a fourth term in office as Chancellor. Her most likely coalition partners are the Green Party and the centrist FDP. The anti-EU, anti-Islam Alternative for Deutschland is expected to win representation at federal level for the first time. There are also elections in New Zealand on Saturday. Prime Minister Bill English is seeking a fresh term after only 8 months in office. French President Macron on Friday is expected to issue a labor reform directive which will make it easier to hire and fire French workers. French left-winger Jean-Luc Mélenchon has called for demonstrations to oppose the decree. President Trump's proposed reform to American business taxes will be discussed by the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday. The president wants to slash business taxes from 39.6%, one of the highest in the world, to 15%, one of the lowest. In Paris, the International Atomic Energy Agency holds its annual general conference on Monday. This year, it will focus firmly on North Korea. In early September, the IAEA boss warned that North Korea has gone from regional menace to global threat. Moldova on Sunday holds a referendum on President Igor Dodon's proposals to drop plans to recover $1 billion defrauded from Moldovan banks. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.